This is Fresh Air. The city a musician chooses as home can influence his or her music. Pianist Curtis Clark was born and raised in Los Angeles, but became dissatisfied with the music scene there. He tried living in New York, but finally settled in Amsterdam. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Clark might be better known if he'd stayed home, but his music probably wouldn't sound the same.
A couple of weeks ago, I was reading an account of a notorious schism that sprung up in France in the 40s among jazz critics and fans. They were split over whether the new music of bebop was the next big step or one big mistake. Lifelong friends fell out, never to speak again, and factional riots would break out in concert audiences. Before now, this display of partisanship has always amused me. Jazz is serious stuff, but these guys were making like Stalin and Trotsky. Reading about it this time, though, I was not so amused. It sounded a little too much like what's happening in America now. The neoconservatives dislike the free boppers and vice versa, and neither group has any use for mellow new age players. Pianist Curtis Clark left the U.S. for Amsterdam about 7 years ago, and while he's kept up with stateside developments, he's pointedly ignored the divisive attitudes brewing back home. Clark's new CD on Santa Monica's Nimbus label is Letter to South Africa. His quintet includes cellist Ernst Reisiger, who on the title track seesaws between new age mildness and free jazz raunch. Ernst Reisiger on pianist Curtis Clark's composition, Letter to South Africa. Reisiger's blend of the mournful and the rebellious fits the subject. It takes complex music to reflect complex problems. But South Africa is more than a state of mind to Curtis Clark. His tune, Serious Wishing, dedicated to Winnie Mandela, has the folksy flavor of South African jazz. The tenor saxophonist is John Chikai. Curtis Wishing's mix of the lighthearted and the plaintive is typical of Curtis Clark. He sounds radical because he treats everything as normal. So his music's prone to mood swings. Here's Clark on his tune, What Price Freedom, whose gospel melody owes a bit to South African pianist Abdullah Ibrahim. Thank you. Curtis Clark's search for unity and diversity is symbolized by the makeup of his band. Veteran saxophonist John Chikai is black and Danish. Cellist Ernst Reisiger and bassist Ernst Glarum are Dutch. Drummer Louis Maholo is a South African in self-imposed exile. In a way, Clark is a political exile too. He left the States and its musical politics behind to be free to be eclectic without censure. But while Clark borrows liberally from several genres, his music has a personal stamp. Most everything he plays has that melancholy undercurrent we often find, or think we find, in an expatriate's art.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Curtis Clark's new album, Letter to South Africa, on the Nimbus label. This is Fresh Air.